Morning, everybody.
Morning.
You see, you're all ahead of me this morning. You're all sat down looking at me expectantly, which is... So, a very warm welcome, if I'm allowed to use that, given the given the temperature here this morning. But a welcome, too, if you're listening to this via the website later on. Wherever you are, we do hope this morning's service will bring you closer to our Heavenly Father and increase your faith and love of the Lord Jesus. Peter's still recuperating, I'm afraid, so for this week again it'll be a video sermon. But the good news is it's David Cook, who we saw last week, and if the sermon's anything as good as the one that he delivered last week, I think we're in for a really good sermon today. So then, without further ado, let us pray together as we begin our service. And we'll start with the set prayer for this morning. Almighty God, we pray that you may so govern the course of this world that it may be peaceably ordered and that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we know you are with us this morning, and we ask that you would bless our service. We pray that our praise in our songs and in our prayers may be acceptable to you. And we pray that through your Holy Spirit, you will guide us, teach us, rebuke us as necessary through your word as it's taught to us this morning. And as we've already said, we simply pray that through this morning's worship together, we grow in faith and love of the Lord Jesus and love of one another. And we ask this in his precious name. Amen. Amen. So, if you'll stand, we're going to sing our first song this morning, is Faithful One, and we'll be going into the Declaration of Faith after that, so if you'll remain standing, that would be brilliant.
Your mind, all of you.
So let us affirm the truths together that lie at the heart of our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Do please be seated, and I'm going to hand over to Trevor for the confession.
So, we're moving for that time of confession where I'll read from Psalm 51. We'll then have that moment of silence to think about our weeks or days or even our mornings. And then we'll move in to confess together. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and is done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justify when you judge. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Let us then, with a pure heart and humble voice, approach our Father's throne of grace and pray together. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have wandered and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have broken your holy laws. We have not done those things that we ought to have done. And we have done those things we ought not to have done, and there is nothing good in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us sinners. Spare those, O God, who confess their faults. Restore those who truly repent, as you have promised through Jesus Christ our Lord, and grant, O merciful Father, for his sake, that we live a disciplined, righteous and godly life, to the praise of your holy name. Amen. And then we hear that assurance of God's forgiveness. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. God is slow to anger and full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and trust in his Son as Saviour and Lord. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We will now stand for our next hymn, which I should know because I did it, but I'm just reading Jonathan's writing, who should be a doctor. All I Once Held Dear.
And
Jonathan, would you like to come and lead us in prayer?
Let's pray together. In the beginning, O Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment they will be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The heavens are the work of your hands. Lord, we simply praise you for once again bringing before us yet more evidence of the extent of your power and your majesty. We thank you for the images from the James Webb Telescope, for the image that looked like a field of stars, but was a field of galaxies, each one containing itself a myriad of stars, each one of them perhaps circled by its own planets. And this a photograph of a patch of sky the size of a grain of sand held up at arm's length. And you alone created all this with a word. You laid the foundations of the earth. And so we praise you too for the wonder and beauty of this world that you have given us. Again, we can only stand amazed at the richness and complexity of your creation that we are still uncovering. Only this week, scientists have reported on new discoveries relating to the social lives of elephants, which seem to be so much deeper than we imagined. Yet the great elephants, like so much else in this world, down to the butterflies in our gardens, are disappearing, and even as we praise you for the diversity and beauty of your creation, we ask that you would help us indeed to be wise and faithful stewards of the world you have given us. And so, Lord, even as we praise you for your power and majesty as creator and ruler of a cosmos that is almost unimaginably vast, so too we praise you because you know and love each of us individually. We praise you because you care for us as a perfect father cares for his children. Thank you that we can speak to you about the small things in our lives as well as the large issues of this world. And this, despite you knowing our frailties and our many failings. And therefore, Lord, we simply praise you for Jesus' willingness to die for us, to take the punishment for our sins, to make speaking to you now possible, to make us yours again. Father, as we can pray about great events and individual things, so we pray about the situation in Sri Lanka, which has been in the news this week. We ask that you would raise up righteous and capable leaders there, and that the people of that land might work together to restore order and rebuild the economy, so there might be food and fuel and medicines for all. We pray that the Christian community might take a lead in acting charitably, so that by example they might help to win people for Christ. But Father, since you are a loving God to each of your children personally, let us pray also for an individual there, a woman we know as Shani, who with her mother and sister came to Christ 3 years ago, causing a split in her family with her father, a devout Hindu. We do pray for wisdom for Shani in dealing with the pain of this family rift and ask that her father too will meet Christ for himself. Lord, the situation in Sri Lanka reminds us how quickly human institutions can fail and descend into chaos in this sinful world. And so we pray also for our own government. We ask that the business of government at this difficult time may be carried on responsibly, despite the distractions of the Conservative leadership contest, that the candidates are not led astray by ambition to make promises they know are unwise, And there's simply here too you will raise up leaders who acknowledge you as the true Lord of all and seek to follow your laws, your ways, and your wisdom. As we have prayed for our country, we turn to pray for our own church here. We pray for Peter's continuing recovery and ask that he will be here preaching for us again next week. We pray also this week for Trevor Mason as he stewards our finances. We give thanks for the skills you have given him, for his putting them to use for us, and that you would grant him wisdom in his role. For each of us too, we ask that you would make us shrewd managers of our time and resources, and pray that you will guide us to use them in the service of that which is eternal. Remind us that the things of this world are transient, but the gift Jesus gave us is life eternal. Help us to see that what we desire is not always that which we need, and help us to give generously of our time, our prayers, our wealth, for the defence and spread of the gospel, for the sick, the troubled, those in need both near and far, as you, our loving Father, would wish. So we do indeed pray now for those of our fellowship or known to us individually who are sick or in need this morning, asking your blessing upon them. Lord, you are ruler of the greatest stars in the heavens, yet loving Father to those who seem the poorest and the least. Yet in your eyes, if they accept your Son, we shall be greeted in eternity as royal guests. Help us then in the week to come to live that out, to consider that which is eternal and never to forget what it cost Jesus to achieve it for us. And so it is in his precious name that we ask these things this morning. Amen. And let us say together the Christian family prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And now I'm going to hand over to Trevor for the notices.
And I'm going to skip the notices for a minute while I have a time to think about them, and we move to our next song, which I believe is Light of the World. So we will all stand for Light of the World, and I'll get my head in gear.
Together worthy, all together worthy. altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down.
I chose all the hymns this week, and they're all the ones I like, and I was particularly paying attention to the words on that one and realised that if it was written down and I had to read it off this, we'd be here till next week because I'd stutter on nearly every sentence. So it's so interesting that when you sing, it's fine. So I've put together the service week because Peter Harvey was recovering. It is sad not to have him here, but on the circumstances of him preaching, at least there's no mild peril for any children. No one's going to be carried above shoulders or walking backwards or you know, giving us those sort of moments. So I have a sermon from David Cook off the moment, the readings from Luke 16. Sam will be coming up shortly. But looking for that week ahead, the house groups that are normally on a Tuesday evening have been paused just over that summer period. We were thinking of having one this Tuesday, but circumstances with a lot of people not being able to come and other things, we're just going to press the pause button and then recontinue once we've got over that summer period. But the Wednesday morning ones are going to continue right through the summer. Obviously, Peter will explain more about that in an email. I don't know what's actually happening with that, but it'll be. And I believe, because it's the set way we do things, that next Sunday is our communion service. There's no fellowship lunch, just to put that out there, but next Sunday, according to my calendar and according to the website, should be our communion service, but I don't know at the moment. Anything can happen. We had two prayers today, so you know, normally you're struggling to get one, and technically we had two, so it's all been a bit up in the air. And I think that's it in regard to the notices. I can't think of anything else. So we'll move straight into that reading. If Sam can come up and read to us for us, please.
As Trevor said, today's reading is from Luke chapter 16. So it's verse 1 to 15. And that can be found on page 975 of these Bibles. So Luke chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. Jesus told his disciples, "There was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer.' The manager said to him, 'What shall I do now?' Sorry, said to himself, 'What shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I'm not strong enough to dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do. When I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their homes.' So he called in each one of his master's debtors. He asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' 800 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 400. Then he asked the second, "And how much do you owe?" 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told him, "Take your bill and make it 800. The master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourself, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. you cannot serve both God and money. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all this and were sneering at Jesus. He said to them, "You are the ones who justify yourselves in the eyes of men, but God knows your hearts. What is highly valued among men is detestable in God's sight." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Now we have our sermon. If we planned better, I'd have had Trevor come up and give a good talk about our finances now, but that would involve planning, which I haven't done. Now, talking of planning, I don't like doing this straight after a sermon as good as that, but I've just had a young lady come in that's gone to the other church down the road. We're not going to boo and hiss, but apparently we've blocked her in our own car park, which is a bit strange, because my natural thing is why is she parking in our car park? But we might have an agreement. So, Toyin, I think it might be you that's blocked her in your nice car, which is awkward after the sermon. I'm joking. So could you... I mean, if you want to wait for the last hymn, because I said it would be 5 or 10 minutes, feel free, but I'm just mentioning it so you go out. So we have our last hymn, which is...
O Church Arise.
O Church Arise, which is ironic, because you now all stand up. And then we'll go and lift someone's car out of the car park.
Of a servant good and faithful.
Please be seated, and we'll have a final prayer and then say the grace together. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for the enormous privilege of meeting with you in the presence of your family. We thank you for the teaching we've received today, and we pray that you will plant its message deep in our hearts. Please send us out now into the world to take that message of love and care out with us. Help us all in the week to come to walk in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus, to feel the presence of your Holy Spirit and the care of our loving Heavenly Father. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And let's now say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.